Blog Talk Radio.
Parents are just trying to get a look through that fence, however brief that they can, just to see if they see their children there. These children now have been standing out here for a good part of over an hour. Thankfully, it's not too terribly hot today, but there are parents who are lining the route, just trying to get a glimpse and see if they can see their child. Now, ma'am, did you see your daughter?
My daughter, yes.
I thought I saw you shouting her name, Mariah.
Yes.
And what did you see?
She came out of the school and she got onto the bus. She was happy that we got to see her. She got to see us. She told us to go over there where they were transporting them to.
Is that a moment of relief to see her?
Yes, it is. We're still waiting for my other granddaughter. She's here, too. She's in third grade. We don't know where she's at yet, but...
So are you kind of talking with family, trying to coordinate how to get a hold of them?
Yes. Everybody's around in different places to try to find out what's going on.
Where were you when you heard the news, and what did you do?
I was at home. I was at home, and my daughter called and told me that they had an active shooter here to get here because she was further out. And so we all got here. She started calling all of us, all with different areas in the school.
I see there's a lot of family, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, and uncles, everyone kind of helping to get a hold of these children. Details of your granddaughter's face, her demeanor, how she was doing.
Privatization of public education. Since Los Angeles is the second largest school district in the country after New York, our election on May 16th can make a real difference. So, Steve Zimmer, president of the Los Angeles Unified School District, welcome to Connect with Us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I just got a postcard from a listener that says the following. Dear Lila, as a longtime listener to your show, I have a suggestion. Public school advocates, we always refer to charter schools as for-profit schools. Charter is a deceptively cheery name for a money-making operation. Love and thanks, period. So, you call that timing or don't you?
It's interesting timing.
Okay, so do you agree with this postcard?
Well, for individual charter schools sometimes do some very good innovation and work. Charter schools were designed to be incubators for change. Unfortunately, in Los Angeles and in other places across the country, charter school movement has become about defunding and deprivatizing public education. Now, again, I will say there are individual charter schools that do excellent work, and I think very progressive listeners would support. But the movement is largely supported by the Walton Foundation of Walmart, Reed Hastings of Netflix, Michael Bloomberg, the Koch brothers, and others. They're about something very, very different. And so the charter school issue is a complicated issue. It's one I've struggled with mightily throughout these 8 years because it is very hard to deny a parent a choice that they're making. But there's no doubt in my mind that the movement and the energy and the big money behind this is about privatization and corporatization of our public system.
So they want to do this for money. Well, the people you listed are all very wealthy people. There can't be that much money in turning public schools into private schools. I mean, the
Koch brothers. But remember, we have a $7.9 billion operating budget every year. That budget, those contracts are highly regulated, as they should be, because we're dealing with children and their lives and the schools that they're in. And they are also contracts that pay livable wages, provide health benefits, and union contracts for all of our workers. So, no, there's not that much money in turning an individual neighborhood school into a charter school. But there's a lot of money in the contracts to run a large public school system like Los Angeles.
Most people don't know about this election, which is taking place on May 16th. And I'm very excited about it because these local elections are something that we can do something about.
That's right.
California is in such a frustrated position on a national basis when we vote for president, for example. We are 3 hours behind everyone else. The decision is already made, and we are just left, you know, with our hands folded in our laps, looking on to a fait accompli. That is not the same as this election.
Well, you know, this election is grassroots democracy in action, and this is a street fight. Can I say this? We're not trying to use violent terms, but it is a battle for the heart and soul of public education. It is a battle between school families, meaning teachers and parents and school employees and students working together, versus a very different movement that also had a lot of energy and a lot of power. And the central question is not whether our schools are perfect. We know that there's a lot of work to do in public education. The question is whether this institution that is one of the cornerstones of our democracy will continue to move forward and serve every child that comes to the schoolhouse door and work together to do it better and better to make sure that we're fulfilling dreams. Or are we going to turn this institution over to the private sector, over to the marketplace? Are we going to accept that competition is the only lever for change in our schools? I don't accept those things, but there's going to be quite a fight.
Well, let's assume that we decide that charter schools, as originally conceived, that is to say, they were supposed to serve as a laboratory meant to be fertile ground for innovative teaching, and they could be replicated throughout the school district. And now they're another vehicle for the privatization of a public institution. So what went wrong here?
Fighting bureaucracy and waste, it kind of turns funded by private investment companies.
So let me ask you some specific questions. I'm under the impression that charter schools are funded by public schools' money. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're really saying in being so gracious about charter schools is that we're willing to give them the money, and we're just hoping that they don't shut us down for our generosity, if I may be putting it so bluntly. You know, so I mean, Steve, first I want to tell our audience, we're talking to Steve Zimmer, who is currently the head of the school board for Los Angeles. And you were first represented in District 4 in 2009. And I remember that, Steve Zimmer, because you came on my show at that time. And I'd like to brag that I discovered you.
I think you did. I think you should know that. I think I'm going to start saying that before the campaign finalists is over.
So since I discovered you, I would like to know, what percentage of schools in the district do you see as remaining public, and what percentage do you see as remaining charter schools? That's the first question. And the second question is,
we have to stabilize it where it is right now. We have to be extremely diligent and extremely thorough in our review of charter schools. It is not our intent or our purpose to shut charter schools down, but we need to make sure that the choice of parents make is a choice that's honored by the performance of that school. And we have to make sure that there's accountability for public funds. Thank you.
Thank you. Open your heart. whisper,
I love you.
Tell me you love me.
Love me,
love me,
love me,
love me,
love me,
love
me,
love
me,
love
me,
love
me,
love
me, love
me,
love me,
love
me,
love me,
love
me,
love
me,
love
me,
love
you.
Love me.
You
love me.
You
love me.
No, no, no.
No, no,
no.
Even
though,
this is not the way
I want to be.
But if you
love,
their job, and it's just a sad situation all around.